This is Sarah Weeks, and I'd like to read you a few excerpts from So Be It. If truth was a crayon and it was up to me to put a wrapper around it and name its color, I know just what I would call it, dinosaur skin. I used to think, without really thinking about it, that I knew what color that was, but that was a long time ago, before I knew what I know now about both dinosaur skin and the truth. The fact is, you can't tell squat about the color of an animal just from looking at its bones, so nobody knows for sure what color dinosaurs really were. For years, I looked at pictures of them, trusting that whoever was in charge of coloring them in was doing it based on scientific fact, but the truth is, they were only guessing. I realized that one afternoon, sitting in the front seat of Sheriff Roy Franklin's squad car, the fall before I turned 13. Another thing I found out right around that same time is that not knowing something doesn't mean you're stupid. All it means is that there's still room left to wonder. For instance, about dinosaurs. Were they the same color as the sky the morning I set off for liberty? Or were they maybe the same shade of brown as the dust my shoes kicked up on the driveway at Hilltop Home? I'd be lying if I said that given a choice I wouldn't rather know than not know, but there are some things you can just know for no good reason other than that you do, and then there are other things that no matter how badly you want to know them, you just can't. The truth is, whether you know something or not doesn't change what was. If dinosaurs were blue, they were blue. If they were brown, they were brown, whether anybody ever knows it for a fact or not. Bernadette understood about Mama. She knew how to talk to her and how to teach her things. The trick with Mama was to do things over and over the exact same way every single time until she got it. That's how Bernadette taught Mama how to use the electric can opener. Every day for weeks, she brought over the cat food cans and opened them in front of Mama. "Watch me, precious," she'd say. "Lift up, put the can under, press down, listen to the hum. Done." Pretty soon Mama was saying the words along with her. Well, not all of them, but she'd nod her head and say done when that part came. After a while, Bernadette let Mama try it herself. At first she couldn't remember what to do. She got the order all mixed up. But Bernie kept working with her and talking softly to her, and finally one day, Mama opened a can, all by herself. Done. I don't know who was happier about it, Bernadette or Mama. After that, Mama opened cans all the time. Soup and cat food and tuna fish, any kind of can. In fact, we had to keep them hidden up high or over at Bernadette's, because if Mama saw a can, she opened it, whether you happened to need what was inside it right then or not. Bernadette loved to read. She always had her nose stuck in a book, and if not her nose, then she'd have a finger in there holding her